President Bush today ordered U.S. ships to position themselves off Liberia's coast to help West African peacekeeping forces enter the country and aid in humanitarian assistance. The move comes on a day when mortar rounds again slammed into the U.S. Embassy compound in Monrovia, despite rebel leaders saying they've ordered a ceasefire. Representatives of Liberia's two main rebel groups are meeting in Accra, Ghana, with officials from President Charles Taylor's government. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Accra on the efforts to reach a peace deal.
The peace talks are being led by the Economic Community of West African States. ECOWAS has put forward a draft proposal that calls first for a ceasefire, second for international peacekeepers to enter between the warring parties, and third for the creation of a transitional government. A ceasefire was signed by all the parties a month ago, but the fighting continues to rage in Monrovia. Peacekeepers have also been promised, but it's unclear when they'll arrive, and President Charles Taylor still hasn't left to make way for a transitional government. The peace talks have focused primarily on who will get power in any new administration.
The issue here is that you are looking for a formula to see how the stakeholder, mostly the warring party, to be disarmed.
General Boy Blaiseau Boy is with the rebel group called MODEL, or the Movement for Democracy in Liberia, which controls the east of the country. The ECOWAS proposal gives the two main rebel groups and Taylor's current regime vice presidential slots in the new government. The presidency would go to a non-combatant. Boy says the rebels must be given these top posts so their fighters will be willing to lay down their weapons.
Give us representation in the executive as vice president, the warring party. That will make the stakeholder, the warring party, to have confidence.
Boy says the rebels are making a sacrifice by not demanding the presidency. Showing the levels of tension at the talks, he also accuses President Taylor of launching fresh attacks on his troops in the east. In addition to the rebels, there are 18 political parties and numerous advocacy groups at the talks. Some believe the armed factions shouldn't be given any role in the new administration. Lamea Bowie with the Women in Peacebuilding Network says her people will lay down on the airport tarmac in Monrovia before they'll allow rebel leaders to fly in as vice presidents.
We made it clear to them that under no condition will we allow any warlord to head a transitional government, be it the vice or the presidency. We will not allow that. And that is the same position of the women that are also protesting in Liberia, because we speak with one voice.
Officials with the largest rebel group, Liberians United for Reconciliation and Democracy, or LURD, are staying at the La Palme Royal Beach Hotel, where the rooms start at $200 a night. With its swimming pools and gardens looking out over the Atlantic, the hotel contrasts sharply with the war-ravaged streets of Monrovia, which LURD fighters continue to attack. On Wednesday, LURD called for a unilateral ceasefire, but the fighting by LURD troops in Monrovia never let up, and if anything, appears to be accelerating. LURD General Joe Wiley dismisses concern that the rebel peace negotiators in Accra don't have control over their troops, and any peace accord would be quickly broken.
We are in perfect control of our forces. They listen to us. When we tell them to stop, they will stop. But as long as Taylor and his forces keep harassing them, they are human beings, and so we have the right to defend ourselves.
Wiley adds that the eventual stabilization force in Liberia must have American or European troops.
We emphasize American-led international stabilization force because of our frustration with the ECOWAS people. You know, they have tried for 13 years to solve this problem, and they have not been able to do so. That is why we want our forces or governments or institutions outside of West Africa to come and be part of the facilitating process.
But American military intervention in Liberia is looking less and less likely, and the Europeans aren't even considering it. Even if the peace deal is accepted by all the parties here in Accra, the deal calls for international peacekeepers to enforce it, and the makeup and the funding of any such force is still uncertain. Face-to-face negotiations are scheduled to resume here on Sunday. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Accra, Ghana.